This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Syria's moving forces towards its northern border. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Syria's state news agency says troops have entered Tabqa as they move north against Turkish forces in the country. Tabqa had been run by the Islamic State group and is on the road to the city of Raqqa, which was IS's de facto capital until it lost both in 2017. The move towards Tabqa and nearby villages comes a day after Syria's Kurds say Syrian government forces had agreed to help them fend off Turkey's invasion. That's a major shift in alliances as US troops withdraw from the northern border area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, AP Sagar Magani reports U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening Turkey with sanctions.
As he faces more criticism that he's betrayed Syrian Kurds in northern Syria, the president says big sanctions are coming against Turkey for its offensive, and a top Senate ally is backing him.
We're going to break his economy until he stops the bloodshed.
Lindsey Graham referring to Turkey's president, whom he tells Fox and Friends will face crippling sanctions. Turkey tells the U.N. Security Council it's acting in self-defense against an imminent terrorist threat in a bid to protect its borders from the Kurds and Islamic State fighters. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's a busy week in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Today, Fiona Hill, a former top national security expert on Russia, is testifying to the House panels leading the investigation. On Thursday, Gordon Sondland, Mr. Trump's hand-picked ambassador to the European Union, will testify. According to the Washington Post, he is expected to tell Congress his text message reassuring another diplomat there was no quid pro quo in their interactions with Ukraine was based solely on what President Trump told him. From Washington, this is VOA News. Spain's Supreme Court handed prison sentences to nine separatist leaders on Monday for their role in a failed Catalan independence bid in 2017. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Spain's Supreme Court has handed jail sentences totaling almost 100 years to nine separatist leaders for their roles in Catalonia's failed independence bid. That drive for secession in 2017 culminated in a banned referendum and a short-lived declaration of independence that garnered worldwide attention and triggered Spain's biggest political crisis in decades, before Madrid stepped in to impose direct rule. On Monday, nine of the leaders were sentenced to between 9 and 13 years in prison for sedition, with the longest term going to former deputy leader of the Catalan regional government, Oriol Junqueras. They were acquitted of the gravest charge, rebellion.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Britain and the European Union say divorce talks are making slow progress. This as Queen Elizabeth spoke to Parliament, outlining Prime Minister Boris Johnson's legislative agenda. Reuters' Francis Maguire reports.
A day of pomp and controversy in the Houses of Parliament as the UK's monarch delivers the so-called Queen's Speech. It was the highlight of a day of elaborate pageantry in Westminster, where Her Majesty gave details of more than 20 bills the government wants to enact in the coming year. But with Britain's politics in turmoil and Brexit still unresolved, many of these bills may never come to pass.
My government's priority has always been to secure the United Kingdom's departure from the European Union on the 31st of October.
The speech is now subject to several days of debate, ending with votes to approve it.
That's Reuters' Francis Maguire. India restored mobile phone service to about 4 million people in Indian Kashmir Monday. It's a step aimed at restoring normalcy, 10 weeks after New Delhi downgraded the region's semi-autonomy and imposed a security and communications lockdown. About 2 million prepaid mobile phones have not been restored, and internet services also continue to be suspended. The 2019 Nobel Prize in Economics was awarded today. Göran Hansen, the Secretary General of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, says the prize goes to a trio of global poverty analysts.
Abhijit Banerjee, Esther Duflo, and Michael Kramer for their experimental approach to alleviating global poverty.
The three will share nearly $1 million in prize money. Britain's Prince William and his wife Kate have arrived in Pakistan's capital on a five-day visit. They are the first royals to visit Pakistan since 2006, when Charles and Camilla, the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall, toured the country. For more, go to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.